other centres and have been refused bail to appear at Parramatta Children's Court today. Police are still seeking the fifth alleged offender.
Japan is set to get its first female Prime Minister after the country's ruling Liberal Democratic Party voted in a new leader. Koizumi, who hoped to become the youngest Prime Minister in post-war Japan. Today, Takeuchi is regarded as a hawk and conservative and labels former UK Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher as a role model. She spoke about working hard to regain the trust of voters, revive the economy and ensure Japan has a leadership role in the region. James Doten, ABC News, Tokyo.
Just boarded the Wallabies have farewell veteran prop James Slipper, who retires from International Rugby Union as Australia's all-time most capped player. Slipper played 151 tests across 15 years, the last of which was Saturday's 28-14 loss to the All Blacks at Perth Stadium, in which the Wallabies were outscored 5-1 in wet and slippery conditions. Slipper says he's grateful to have had the opportunity to represent his country.
Being able to play in a Wallaby jersey, I was just a 10-year-old, like a young boy.
That's more high energy than I was expecting. I love it though. I'm stranded by the sun. In the next hour, we are going to explore this interesting nostalgic music, 90s bands, early 2000s bands. They're coming back. And then we'll play signature songs, the perfect drumming song, the perfect guitar, bass song, all coming up. If you're new to the show, I'm Ashwin, filling in for Paz tonight. And right now, it's news time.
Need inspiration? It's on ABC iView.
Pushing the boundaries of design.
I come from the culture of storytelling.
I am really excited.
Grand Designs Australia, the Kimberley and the piano. Find them all where it's always free, always inspiring. ABC iView.
ABC News with Andrew Kaloupis. Talks between Israel and Hamas are expected to resume in Egypt in the coming days after the group partially agreed to US President Donald Trump's Gaza peace plan. Israeli airstrikes in Gaza have continued despite Mr. Trump calling for an end to the bombardment of the territory. The Hamas-run health ministry says more than 60 people have been killed in the past day. This Palestinian man in central Gaza is grateful that progress has been made.
It's a mockery. It's happiness. It saves those who are still alive. It saves the people, and thank God they agree. This is enough. We are tired. It's enough what we have lost. Houses have been damaged. Everything has been damaged. What is left? Nothing. We are living in a desert, but thank God after all.
Four boys under 14 are in custody, and a man is in hospital after an alleged break-in at a home in Moree in northern New South Wales early Saturday. Here's Francis Dumont.
Police say five boys were seen kicking the front door of a house in Boland Drive around 3:20 a.m. when they were confronted by the 56-year-old resident. A fight broke out and the man was allegedly struck with a rock and slashed on the arm with a knife before the group fled. Officers later arrested four boys, three of them are aged 13 and the fourth is just 11. The 13-year-olds have been charged with offences including aggravated break and enter and use of violence. All four have been refused bail to appear before Parramatta Children's Court on Sunday. Police are still searching for a fifth boy.
Authorities say the deaths of two women whose bodies were found near a hiking trail in Victoria's Alpine region were probably caused by blizzard conditions. The bodies of the women, believed to be aged in their 20s, but yet to be formally identified,
Look, under the hunkers on Friday, northeast of Falls Creek. Police recovered the women's bodies Saturday morning. Inspector Paul Hargreaves is tactical in the area of Canada.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian drones are reported to have hit another Russian oil refinery, this time in the Leningrad region. The newly elected leader of the Japanese Liberal Democratic Party, Sanae Takaichi, has held a press conference following a decisive victory in the party's leadership contest. It puts her on course to become Japan's first female prime minister. And Takaichi says she hopes to revitalize the party's image and bring about meaningful change in Japan.
I thought it would be my
mission. I will do my utmost to work diligently and work with my whole heart to show the people of God.